Joining us, though, now in the studio as we chat all things rugby league from the Daily Telegraph, the Big Sports Breakfast weekend co-host. He's got the back page of the paper today.
Geez, he's busy.
He accused Loz of wanting to give him a back scratch in the news break.
I needed a back scratch in the news break. Dean wouldn't do it for me.
Dean Ritchie, morning.
Good morning.
Wouldn't scratch his back, Dean.
Well,
Bulldog, come on.
Great friends with Laurie, but there's got to be some sort of boundaries.
Can stay above the jump. You don't have to go up inside.
Oh, well, my back's itchy, so I just needed someone to scratch it. Well,
just there.
I had to get the corner of the wall.
Like a dog.
He's got fleas. He's got fleas, Loz. It's that jumper he wears every day.
Clarky, it's good to have you back.
It's nice to be back, Bulldog.
Bring a bit of class and dignity back to the show, because there are certain people on this panel who, when their captain coach...
Don't lift the standards
to the class that we desire at this wonderfully credible station.
Yeah, we set a high standard. Loz very rarely reaches it, but we do have a high standard in here.
Fair point.
But I would have scratched your back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, well, you
come
always
to
need someone to scratch your back.
Mm.
Get a back scratcher.
Where do I get that from?
You arrived at 7.
$2 shop. It wouldn't be around that many... Around your exclusive parts, though, Laurie, where you live.
Tell me about the back page of the Telegraph today, Dean. Craig Fitzgibbon, 20-year deal.
Well, it's not
at the Sharks.
Officially a 20-year deal.
It's a good contract.
Steve Mace, I interviewed the chairman. Very, very good operator, Steve Mace, I might add. And he thinks that Fitzgibbon's the perfect fit for Cronulla. And he wants him there long-term. He said he will be here for 20 years. That's how much confidence they've got in Fitzgibbon. I heard you guys this morning talking about it. Laurie potted my story, but we'll move on from that.
How many times did you ask? Because I know how this operates. He would have said, we want him long term, and you go,
how long?
Like five, 10. And he goes, well, I'm not sure. And then you would have said, no, just put a number on it. He goes, right, I've 20.
Yeah.
And then you went, thank you.
There's
and then you would have slammed down the phone, and then you went, I've got my story.
You've just got no idea how journalism works, do you?
That's exactly how you operate.
Do you think Steve would fall into that trap?
Yes.
Is that an ex-player/coach scorn?
Yeah.
Or what?
It's nice to be taught about... Nice
that's how it works. I know you.
It's nice to be taught about journalism after 35 years from a football player. Anyway, before we were...
20s
so back, he just came out and said... 20-year deal, we want to sign him.
Why 20? Right. How old's Fitzy? Is Fitzy 40 and he's going to be 60?
Yes. I think he was more getting to the point where...
he wants him long-term.
They want him long-term.
That's our point, though. We get that. Why did you write 20 years?
Oh, he said it, not me.
Just leave the headline till he wants Fitzy long-term. No. 20 smackaroos. Right on 20.
Well, let's get Steve on the line.
Yeah, good idea.
Are you glad Clarky's back?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Clarky. Off you go.
I love that you got the exclusive, though. I like seeing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I think everyone hopes that with Fitzy. I think he's
a long-term coach. This
and he's done a great job so far.
Yeah.
But very hard, I would imagine, like any role as a leader, very hard to really make a long-term call after your first year. I think it takes it's like when you start at the highest level. Your first year, a lot of people don't know that much about you. There's obviously whispers, and they know your strengths and weaknesses to a certain extent. But over a period of time, as you've mentioned before, Loz, the highs and lows of coaching, that's when I think Fitzy's going to be judged. When the Sharks don't get off to a great start, or when they do go through a lot of injuries, that's when he's going to be judged the hardest. But looking at what he's done this season...
He's done a fantastic job.
Well, he's overachieved. Surely he's a chance of Coach of the Year.
I was just going to say, Coach of the Year candidates, Fitzgibbon would be a clear favourite.
Got to be.
Todd Payton.
Oh, clear favourite, Fitzy.
I think he would be.
He's got to be up there.
I think Todd Payton.
Payton would be second.
Well, yeah. Todd Payton would with the Cowboys, would have been... in most people's bottom four. I don't think the Sharks would have been in the bottom four of most people. Yeah, they were a team on the rise.
Fair point.
Whereas the Cowboys were a team that were heading south rather than north.
Yeah, I think you're right, Loz. I think it's got to be Todd Payton.
I'll throw in a smoky.
Framing a market.
Kevin Walters won 7 from 24 last year. He's won 13 from 21 this year. He won't win it, but he should be in the conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt. And no doubt
he's doubled
done a great
his results.
Job as well.
Yeah.
But I think Todd Payton, for me, if we're doing it now, the Sharks might finish on top of the table. Mm. You know, Penrith mightn't win another game and the Sharks might win their next three and all of a sudden, you know, they're sitting in second, or can they finish first still?
I think mathematically they can,
yeah.
But it would be unlikely.
But if they did, then you start to talk about Fitzy as being the coach of the year. But as it stands at the moment, I just see the Cowboys and where they were projected to finish compared to where the Sharks were, and I think that Todd Payton's done an outstanding job.
Did you have Fitzy in camp for country?
Fitzy in camp for country.
I thought you might have had him in there maybe as an assistant back then. I was just wondering whether there's an insight as to what makes him tick.
No.
Because they've got a rap on him as a bloke just as much as a coach. Hmm. And his ethics, his morals, the boundaries he sets, the standards he
sets. Look at the way he played, though, as well. Correct. He made the most of his talent, didn't he? He was tough. Like, I remember playing, I think I'd only just started playing for Australia, so we spent a lot of time with the Roosters with New South Wales around that precinct at the SCG. Fitzy was always the bloke that would come over and say hello or watch your train or want to talk to you about how the team was going. He was always interested in all the other sports. He was always a gentleman, very well respected.
Did you ask him in return?
Yeah, I love the Roosters, of course. Not as much as the Tigers, but I love the Roosters. But I think it was the way he played as well. Now you see that. That's why people respect him now as a, whether it was a player or a coach. He worked his backside off to get the best out of himself.
As a player. He just worked really hard and obviously transitioned into coaching and had a great apprenticeship at the Roosters under Trent Robinson. And he's taken everything that he learnt over to the Sharks, and they're having a wonderful, wonderful year, led by Craig, but also, you know, the players that he's brought to the club. You talk about standards. Well, you know, Cam McGinnis, Dale Finucane, and Nicho Hynes, they've lifted the standard of the Sharks and they're playing good football.
Are we getting ready, Loz, for a team outside the top four to potentially make the grand final and win it? Normally we're only talking top four, but we clearly now have the Roosters and the Bunnies who are steaming home.
What's going to happen at some point in time? I think someone will. And it possibly could be this year. You never know. But you look at all those teams.
We're talking about it more this year than normal, though, aren't we? Because generally, if you finish sixth or seventh, you're basically written off and dismissed. But
possibly
this year,
because the wheels, not that they've fallen off Penrith, but you know, all of a sudden they're starting to get a few injuries
and
suspensions, although those players will be there. I still think Penrith will be hard to beat if they have their players available. But all the other teams, the Cowboys, Sharks, Storm, Rabbitohs, Roosters, Eels, Broncos, they're all similar ilk, really, aren't they? Mm. Yeah, Penrith are the standout. And then you've got these other teams that are capable of winning. Who knows? That's the exciting thing about playing a final series. You've got to get it right on the night and you've got to get it right for 4 weeks.
Tell you what it has done is it's really livened up the prospects in the finals. We thought a few weeks ago it would be Penrith by a country mile. Melbourne had lost three in a row. Parramatta were inconsistent. Roosters and Souths had been modest at best. But suddenly Melbourne's back. The Roosters, the Bunnies, the Cowboys are still being fairly consistent. So it's going to ensure what will be an absolute ripping final series.
It's going to be a beauty. Now, the Newcastle Knights and, Andre Ponga was even quoted in the News Corp press earlier this week in regards to what his son Kalen was doing in the toilet cubicle with Kurt Mann the other night, saying that he made an exciting house purchase on Saturday, celebrated with mates, was unfortunately sick in the toilet and his mate went in to help him. So where does this all end up, particularly for Kalen Ponga?
Well, excuse me, the NRL integrity has taken over, which I think probably the Newcastle Knights would be grateful for. It saves them having to be the school taskmaster, so the NRL can now do it, and the Knights just fall into line behind that. Look, I don't think it'll go too much further. Look, it wasn't a good look. Everyone out there has got an opinion of what they think happened in the toilet. No one knows. There's no cameras in there. There are two people that know, and they have denied it. I guess we have to take them on their word in terms of an investigation. I think that they will avoid any major punishment. There might be a fine in there, but if Kalen Ponga was sick in the toilet and Kurt Mann went in to help his friend, then you could argue, what have they done wrong?
Can I ask, though, Bulldog, if you're setting example on player behaviour and player standards. If you have two players that are late for a bus that are stood down for a game, and you have a player that stood down that swore at a trainer, you would argue that two players that are injured being out on the drink would be a far worse offence.
Well,
is that?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, so when you say you don't think that he will be suspended...
I was more referring to major punishment.
Yeah, right.
All those three are adding to the problems that Newcastle have with their culture. I think that's becoming abundantly clear now that the Knights have issues up there. These incidents are happening far too regularly for them not to be accused of having a problem with their culture. Look, the Clemmer thing was disappointing. Tuala and Best was disappointing. Ponga, man, the list keeps going on. Mm. None of those are major, major incidents, and I'm not dismissing them as being trivial, but I'm just saying...
And if they were isolated events, 100%. Like the players not being on time for the bus, I mean, that's just one of these things where you go, boys, next time something will happen, but if they're trying to change the standards straight away...
It's three in a fortnight.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Three in a fortnight.
It's just compounded itself, and they've had to take action. But I was just interested when you said, nothing might come of this. I'm thinking, well, hang on, something has to come of it because you've stood these two blokes down for missing a bus or being late for a bus. And what Kurt Mann and Kalen did, being out on the drink while injured and not playing, is worse than not showing up for a bus on time.
Yeah, I probably didn't explain it properly. Like, when I said nothing, I was more referring to anything major happening. There might be a fine in there. I can't see them being suspended unless... Yeah, they've been drug tested. If something comes back in the drug test, I'm just surmising. But look, we have to believe them on their word. It wasn't a good look. Perhaps Kalen should know better as being the leader and the face of the club. His father, Andrew. Andre. I
love that bulldog. Keep going.
Should maybe just stay out of it. But it was good to have Andre back in our television screens again. I miss the big man.
Good stuff, Bullfrog. If you've got a question for Bulldog, give us a call, 1353 53. Send us a text, 0419 767 272. And Doggy, Corey Norman, it's been confirmed overnight, an 8-week suspension and a £500 fine for grade F contrary behaviour for putting his finger in an area he shouldn't in a match between Toulouse and Warrington in the UK Super League.
What do you say? Just a grubby act, isn't it? I spoke to his manager yesterday, Paul Sutton, who's a very, very good operator, and he claims it would be an accident. Corey's been a colourful figure off the field, but on the field his behaviour's been generally pretty good, so this would be a little bit out of context on field. Yeah, the vision seemed fairly clear when I looked at it, and the judiciary over there seemed fairly clear. 8 weeks is a fairly heavy suspension. Not forgetting Toulouse, there's four games left, Clarkey, in Super League, and they are running last. So they will more than likely be relegated. So not only is he lost...
That'll top it off.
And he hasn't got a contract for next year. So the timing of this is poor for Corey in terms of what it means to his club, whether they stay promoted in Super League, and for his future.
Me and Loz were confused this morning. Like, it looks like he must know the guy. Like, he gets up after doing it and has a bit of a chuckle, a bit of a laugh.
They'd had a running battle.
Yeah, okay.
For the previous 5 or 10 minutes. So they'd been at each other. So that was obviously the final act in the drama.
How are you ever thinking that?
I don't know.
No matter what your running battle is, how are you ever thinking about that? Surely it has to. Surely, like his manager said, he just didn't know his hand was there. Oh, I can't comprehend it.
What rugby do you think?
Yeah, footy at its best. Seriously, Loz, your sport.
How good are we? Rugby league. Does it have any other sport?
And, mate, you know the other thing that I thought about when I watched the footy? You got like you're playing Speedos, and you got your shorts on and your Speedos on. Like, mate, you're scratching the surface. Get out of there. Get out of there.
I'd have to get graphic.
Yeah, but what are you thinking?
I don't
know. Surely, surely.
I don't know. I don't know.
Surely
don't know.
Didn't think that when you were playing.
Never came across my mind.
Stuart's back at training this morning.
Unbelievable.
He is. For Canberra.
Yeah, the great man was back at 4 o'clock yesterday when his one-week suspension concluded. And no doubt he'll come back full of beans, full of passion. Spoke to him a couple of times during his suspension. He took it easy. I think he might have ducked away for a night or two just to clear the old head. And he's got to get back quick, Rick, in terms of his side. There's still a big chance, Loz. They're one win outside the top eight. And they've got a pretty good draw, the Raiders. So they can really... We talk about the Roosters and the Bunnies, which is fine. But let's not write off the Raiders just yet.
Well, got Newcastle.
They could shock everybody and sneak in.
Well, it's a tough game against Newcastle because of what's happened up there this week. You know, they'll rally around each other, Newcastle. Raiders have to travel up there and it's going to be tough for them. You know, but then they've got Manly, and they got Manly at home, and Manly are without Jake, and we know the struggles that they're having since, you know, not wearing wearing those jerseys, but the seven players pulling out of that game because of the pride jersey, and then they finish off with the West Tigers. So they're three winnable games for the Raiders, and if they win those games and teams in front of them stumble, well, they will get there.
$5 top eight, the Raiders. The Roosters are $1.08, and obviously only one win ahead of them at the moment.
The problem with the Raiders is they're four and against.
Yeah, so it's essentially two games behind.
If they don't win those three, they don't deserve to be there.
No, that's exactly right.
Tigers last... Manly chaos and Knights disaster at the moment.
Yeah, yeah, they should be winning the three games.
They're just a side if they did sneak in that you wouldn't want to play, Loz. I mean, clearly you don't want to play near the top eight because they're there for a reason, because they're good football teams. But the Raiders have just got a little bit of that, maybe that little bit of that X factor, a bit of toughness. And you just think, if I could avoid them, I'd prefer to.
Yeah, well, you know that... Is the best
you know, Ricky will have them wound up.
Yeah, just they'll be more than competitive. You know, they'll be in your face and they'll be, you know, causing errors and, yeah, just doing things that you just don't want to come up against in a semi-final. You know, that tough defensive system that they'll come out of the line and they'll put you under pressure, and if the execution is not great, you'll force yourself into error, and then you'll compound one error with two, and then you get frustrated and... They can frustrate a team in a big game, Canberra.
There was a suggestion that Ricky might have been on the sideline last week in Vic the Vikings mascot outfit.
I heard that rumour.
Imagine that.
They checked it out.
Got him near the bench and got him near his players. Very wise. No one would have known.
Source said.
Will Latrell definitely...
Well placed, sources, Clarkie. Yeah. Well placed.
20-year deal, Victor the Viking.
Friend of the couple. Close friend of the family.
I want Steve Mace on this program.
Well, get him on. I've got his number.
Macy.
I want to see where he said.
20 years.
20 years.
20-year contract.
What do you think when they're quoted as close friends of
I think
Clark?
It's an absolute load of rubbish.
Right, okay.
I'd like to see any source said write their name or say their name. Or the journo write their
By
name.
By the way, when you're away, I did take the liberty. I hope you don't mind of paying the money so you can join the... Journalist Union.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. So am I in?
Yeah, you're in.
How long
is
my membership for?
1 year.
Perfect.
Yeah, 4-1-2.
When does he have to hold the placard?
4-1-2-2.
4-1-2-2.
When's his first march?
Perfect. Yeah. What do I get? Do you get a free T-shirt or what
do
you get?
No. You've just got to just support the media.
Okay.
Back them every time when you're
still
on radio.
Yeah, they still march. They still go out.
Oh, I don't
know. They put their pens down and walk out? What do they do?
I'd be too lazy to walk.
In a word, does Latrell Mitchell play tomorrow night?
Yes. I spoke to Jason Dimitro. It's tightness in the groin, nothing more, unless they're playing silly buggers. I don't think Dimitro does that.
Tell me someone hasn't got it.
Geez, I hope he doesn't play tomorrow. he'll quite firm with no. Yeah, he'll play.
Well, I'm only based on what the coach tells me, and he said he'll 100% play. So if he doesn't play, blame him.
Blame the coach.
Blame me. Blame Steve Mace.
Blame a tight groin. Tell me a dude that hasn't got a tight groin.
Well, thank you, Clarkie. On that note, I think I'll...
7:30. Good night.
Can you do an in-depth follow-up on Corey Norman tomorrow? Thank you, Bulldog.
Thank you.